Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Harvey Keene. Batting second. The first baseman, Earl Torgerson. Batting third. The left fielder, Charlie Maxwell. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Al Kaline. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Ray Boone. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Bill Tuttle. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Frank Bowling. Batting eighth. The catcher, Frank House. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Billy Heft. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Billy Heft. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Milt Bowling. Batting second. The third baseman, Billy Klaus. Batting third. The left fielder, Ted Williams. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Dick Gurnett. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jackie Jensen. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Jim Pearsall. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Ted Lepsio. Batting eighth. The catcher, Sammy White. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tom Brewer. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Tom Brewer. And now, play ball. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Klaus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gurnett scoops it up and throws to first, with Brewer covering, for the out. Two outs. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Milt Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boone fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Klaus moves to third. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Maxwell. Gurnett reaches second base with a double. Klaus scores. Williams moves to third. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is walked intentionally. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall hits a line drive towards short. Keene catches it and throws to second to double up Gurnett. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards third. Klaus fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lepsio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepsio hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boone juggles the ball. That's an error on Boone. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Tom Brewer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brewer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. White moves to second. Milt Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0 for 1 in the game. Bowling hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. White moves to third. Brewer moves to second. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Klaus hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keene fields it and throws to second for the out. White scores. Brewer moves to third. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Klaus moves to second. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Gurnett hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Brewer scores. Klaus scores. Williams moves to third. Two runs are unearned. It's 4-0, Red Sox. Jim Bunning now pitching. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Jensen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gurnett scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats House for the out. Two outs. Jim Bunning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bunning hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0 for 1 in the game. Keene hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Pearsall. Keene reaches second base with a double. Bunning goes all the way around to score. It's 4-1, Red Sox. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 0 for 1 in the game. Torgerson hits a pop-up towards first. Gurnett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Tigers 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0 for 1 in the game. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boone fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepsio is 0 for 1 in the game. Lepsio strikes out. Two outs. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 1 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boone fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 0 for 1 in the game. Maxwell takes first base on ball 4. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 1 in the game. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards third. Klaus juggles the ball. That's an error on Klaus. Maxwell moves to second. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0-for-1 in the game. Boone hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lepsio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Maxwell moves to third. Kaline moves to second. One out. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0-for-1 in the game. Tuttle strikes out. Two outs. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0-for-1 in the game. Bowling is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Tigers 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tom Brewer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brewer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Brewer strikes out. One out. Milt Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bowling is called out on strikes. Two outs. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Klaus hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Maxwell. Klaus reaches second base with a double. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Williams is walked intentionally. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Gurnett hits a fly ball into left field. Maxwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House is 0-for-1 in the game. House hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Bunning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bunning is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bunning hits a ball on the ground towards third. Klaus juggles the ball. That's an error on Klaus. House moves to second. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lepsio fields it and throws to second for the out. House moves to third. One out. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 0-for-2 in the game. Torgerson is called out on strikes. Two outs. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Maxwell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brewer fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Tigers 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Jensen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keene scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0-for-2 in the game. Pearsall strikes out. Two outs. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepsio is 0-for-2 in the game. Lepsio hits a fly ball into left field. Maxwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0-for-2 in the game. Kaline hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0-for-2 in the game. Boone hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0 for 2 in the game. Tuttle takes first base on ball 4. Boone moves to second. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0 for 2 in the game. Bowling hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Boone moves to third. Tuttle moves to second. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. House hits a fly ball into left field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wayne Bilardi pinch hits for Jim Bunning. Wayne Bilardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bilardi hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gurnett scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bilardi for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Tigers 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Walt Masterson now pitching. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 2 in the game. White hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Bowling reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Brewer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brewer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Brewer takes first base on ball 4. Milt Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Bowling hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boone fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 0 for 3 in the game. Torgerson takes first base on ball 4. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Torgerson moves to second. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Maxwell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Torgerson scores. It's 4-2, Red Sox. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 3 in the game. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards right. Jensen fields it and throws to second to catch Maxwell for the out. Two outs. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Boone hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kaline moves to third. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bowling fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Tigers 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Klaus hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Williams hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gene Stevens pinch runs for Ted Williams. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Gurnett hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Stevens moves to second. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Jensen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Gene Stevens now playing left field. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Bowling takes first base on ball 4. Ike DeLock now pitching. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. House hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Small pinch hits for Walt Masterson. Jim Small is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Small takes first base on ball 4. Bowling moves to second. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Lepsio fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. Bowling moves to third. Two outs. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Torgerson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Tigers 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Al Aber now pitching. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0 for 3 in the game. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keene scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepsio is 0 for 3 in the game. Lepsio hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 3 in the game. White strikes out. There goes Lepsio. The throw from House to second, and Lepsio is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Maxwell strikes out. One out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 4 in the game. Kaline hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Boone strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 4, and Detroit Tigers, 2. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.